Imagine 1.5 million people being killed and hardly anyone acknowledging it. It's unimaginable, but it happens 93 years ago. Many people do not know about the Armenian genocide of 1915, when the Ottoman Empire attempted to mass exterminate the Armenian race. To spread awareness about the genocide, a Field of Crosses was placed across McCarthy Quad at USC today. Beatrice Kuznich is a USC senior who stopped by to take a look.
Well, not a lot of people have heard about the Armenian Genocide, so this allows people to actually learn about history other than, like, U.S. and some of the more renowned Holocausts and stuff, because this was the first genocide of the 20th century, but the United States hasn't recognized it, so there's not much discussion about it. It brings awareness to the people.
Kuznich walked through the white crosses and picked up pamphlets that listed facts about genocide.
I got a little bit emotional because my ancestors were victims of the Armenian Genocide as well, so it hits close to home, and it's just a very emotional day for a lot of us. It's just sad. Because it hits home.
The crosses were organized by the Never Again campaign, a philanthropic effort put together by Alpha Epsilon Omega, an Armenian fraternity. The campaign began more than 3 years ago, and it aims to recognize, prevent, and stop genocide through educational awareness, sponsoring events, raising funds, and donating to research institutions. Artem Artev Karakarelyon is a member of the fraternity. He expressed concern that many countries, including Turkey, do not recognize the events that happened in Armenia as genocide.
It bothers me that people could do this and then go unpunished for it, or they won't even admit to doing this. It's like we didn't even exist.
While Turkey acknowledges many Armenians died during World War I, they believe the conflict was a result of war and inter-ethnic violence that occurred amongst both Turks and Armenians. Among the people who stopped to look at the crosses and pick up a pamphlet was Rebecca Joy Fletcher.
Until it is acknowledged as a genocide, reparations can't be made to families. Healing can't really happen within the country. I mean, it's a country can't move forward unless it acknowledges its crimes.
Armenian-born Beatrice Kuznich hoped the many people stopping to look at the crosses would remember what they represent.
My grandma's grandparents' family, more than 20 people were killed in a matter of 1 hour. And, like, the stories have been passed down. And it's through our generation that we're going to keep this occurrence alive, or we don't want people to forget about what happened to our people.
Tomorrow, a field of carnations will be planted at the Quad to represent each of the 10,000 lives lost in the genocide. Daryl Perinata, Annenberg Radio News.